And James Madison's offense will begin from its own 25-yard line, moving left to right as we view it here inside Scott Stadium. Well, you can just feel the emotion. Obviously, it was an emotional pregame with the ceremony, but now it's football. Now it's these two programs that have not met in 40 years get to square off for the first time in four decades. Jordan McLeod pounds his chest, points up to the sky. We are set for football here as JMU takes over. First and 10 from their own 25-yard line. Can they move left to right as we view it here in the opening quarter? McLeod out of the shotgun formation. Kalon Black to his left. Going in motion as Phoenix Sproles, hand off to Kalon Black, hitting the backfield and dropped for about a yard loss. So right there immediately, Aaron Foamui was right there to help make the tackle. Also in the tackle was Jameer Carter. Again, that defensive line, very talented, got in the backfield right away, and it's a tackle for loss. Also you see in there was Cohen King from his corner spot, came on a blitz that time. So second 11 now, football back at the 24-yard line. James Madison again out of the shotgun. Two receivers to the near side, right from McLeod. Jordan claps his hands. They fake the snap. Long cadence. Gets it, going to throw for the first time. McLeod looking left side. Going to be complete to Reggie Ram at the 30. At the seam just outside the hash mark. Actually, it's Taji Hudson who's going to make the catch. But Markman at the 31 for a gain of 7. So now it sets up a manageable third down. Third and 4. Last week, JMU on third down. 5 out of 12. Early one here in this one. Third and 4 from their own 31.
Looks like they're trying to play pretty fast here. Getting guys in and out of the field and getting lined up quick, ready to go.
Boy, this UVA crowd into it early on. Third down and 4 for Jordan McLeod. That's Taji Hudson's first catch as a Duke. Two receivers, now 3 to the near side right. They show blitz. Some short motion. And now, coming back out is Reggie Brown to the near side right. Now he'll come back in motion. Jordan going to throw the football. Looks over the middle. Going to throw it short and complete. But now they blew the play dead. There was a lot of confusion. And was there a flag? Was there not a flag? And it looks like there was a pre-snap penalty. Or a timeout was called. I think a timeout for the Dukes. So some confusion there. And that obviously shows how big this play is early in this game. Again, with the crowd as emotional as they are, as charged up as they are, it's a pretty important down here early on.
Yeah. It looks like they were given, with a three-down defense that Virginia runs, they were given a bunch of different looks, mugging guys up. Seems like Jordan sensed a blitz, always bringing the motion. The timing was off, so he wanted to get it re-going. But clock was running out, so he had to take a timeout there. But, yeah, the emotions are flying. This place is electric. It's going to be hard to once you settle in, it'll get rolling. But you got to settle in first.
Is that the one thing on the road at a place like this and other venues like this? You've got to weather the storm early?
Yeah, definitely. Harness the momentum you got and take away the momentum from them. And once you got it on your side, you got to run with it.
Third down and 4, the two teams back out there. Zach Horton will come to the near side right as a slot receiver, the tight end for the Dukes. Also, Reggie Brown is to this near side right. Two receivers to the far side left as well, going to spread the football field out. McLeod has Kalon Black to his right on third and 4. Going to throw it. It's a quarterback draw. Jordan McLeod escapes one, spins for a first down to the 40-yard line, 45, and dives to the 46. A 15-yard quarterback draw perfectly called by Mike Shanahan, the offense, as they get a first down on their first third down of the football game.
That's a great play to go do there with everyone mugged up on the line of scrimmage. Gets the man on the man, and then Jordan makes a play with his feet.
Kai Wright comes in, a two tight end set. They're both wings in this formation with one receiver each wide to the left and to the right. Kalon Black in the pistol formation behind him gets a carry to the right side, tries to cut back, nowhere to go. Drop for a loss again. James Jackson, the linebacker, right there to make the stop. A loss of 3 on the play back to the 43-yard line. You can see early on the defensive line dominating the line of scrimmage here early on against the James Madison O-line.
Yeah, they're penetrating that O-line and clogging up holes, not getting KB anywhere to cut it up.
He was very tentative on where he just didn't have anywhere to go at that point in time. So now they'll be 2nd and 13. Football at their own 43-yard line. Deuce left to right. McLeod 1-for-1 early. Horton goes in motion across the formation. Going to swing it to the left side. Caught by Phoenix. Rolls has blockers in front to the 50. Great block by Horton. Spins for a first down inside the 45-yard line. Great lead block by Zach Horton. And Phoenix Sproles does it after the catch. It's the 41 of Virginia.
There's one of those quick, easy RPOs to get Jordan comfortable going. And that's a good completion. Great blocking downfield by both receivers and Zach Horton. Good finish on the play there.
Good to get Phoenix involved early. Taji Hudson involved early. A couple of easy throws from McLeod. They're into Virginia territory at the 41-yard line. Duke's moving left to right. A couple of first downs already. McLeod 2 for 2 to start the football game. Has two receivers to the near side right. Going to throw it again. Pump fake. Has a man open. It's Tashi Hudson at the 20. He's got the 15. Cuts inside. He's at the 10. And he'll be knocked down to the 9. A double move on the pump to the near side right. Tashi Hudson, despite even being held, makes the catch. It's a gain down to the 9 of 32 yards. First and goal for James Madison.
There you go. You got a few of those quick, easy, short completions. Then he took a shot. Paid off big there. And we're down in the red zone. Got to feel that Jordan's in the groove now.
Let's see if they can convert better in the red zone than a week ago. Went for it on fourth down twice. Some more motion. Back left side is Phoenix Sproles. Here's a handoff to Latrell Palmer. Bouncing off one defender. Gets a yard, maybe two. Not much over the right side. They'll give him 1 of the 8. Latrell Palmer scored a TD in last week's game. Taji going to check out. Elijah Surratt will check into the football game for JMU. Second and goal now from the 8-yard line of UVA. Tough sledding so far to run the football, but now they've got it second and goal. Jordan McLeod last week, 7 of 11, 144, 2 TDs, including a slant to Max Moss and also the long bomb of 57 yards to Reggie Brown. Two receivers to the near side right. Sproles goes in motion. He's now a wing just by Zach Horton as well on the right side. Here's a run to Latrell Palmer to the 5-yard line. Puts his shoulder pads down low. Punishes a defensive back to the 4-yard line. And now it'll be third down and goal from the 4 after the 4-yard pickup by Latrell Palmer.
There's some physical running. That's what you need to see to get this run game established. Get him tentative. Keep running downhill. They brought Phoenix in there to make a bigger surface. Try to find more room for Latrell to work.
And now they bring in Kai Wright. So 2 tight end formation, 12 personnel. Kalon Black is checked in. Coach Signetti making his way down to the official. I think he wants a timeout. He may not get it. Two receivers stacked to the right. Here comes Tashi Hudson in motion. And now they're going to throw it to him. He wants to throw the football. He's got a man wide open. Tashi Hudson to Phoenix Sproles. TD JMU. Duke strike on their opening position as Tashi Hudson gets a lateral. Finds Phoenix Sproles. TD James Madison.